Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy DeMars. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Sievers, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is walked intentionally. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gustine. Michaels moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Adams. Wood reaches second base with a double. Lenhart goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Massey reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive towards the mound. Garver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin strikes out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Friend moves to second. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMars hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to White covering. Safe. Friend moves to third. Garver moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lenhart moves to third. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Lenhart scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey fires to first and picks off Gustin. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Friend moves to second. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Garver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMars takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kokos bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Kokos moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lenhart is hit by the pitch. Kokos moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Bob Kane now pitching. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Wood reaches second base with a double. Kokos scores. Sievers scores. Lenhart moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin strikes out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garver bunts in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DeMars hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kokos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala pinch hits for Bob Kane. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox pinch runs for Dave Philly. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garver. Fox moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.